Next, a report from Science's online resource for job seekers and career builders, Science Careers. The topic is social media. Recently, the Pew Internet and American Life Project reported that 65% of adult American Internet users say they use one or more social networking tools, like Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. Clifford Mintz, a former med school professor and industrial scientist who now specializes in career development for scientists, writes this week about how the popularity of social media is playing out in the scientific job search. He spoke with Denisha Adams of Science Careers, who began by asking him just why these tools are becoming so important for job seekers in the sciences.
They're important job-seeking resources because they give potential job candidates and job seekers an opportunity to interact with prospective employers in ways in which they were not able to do in the past, in that it's an online network that doesn't require face-to-face interactions, and it provides accessibility to people that otherwise would not necessarily be available to persons looking for jobs.
Well, just as a potential employer has a stack of resumes on their desk, there's probably a lot of people on social media, too. How can a job seeker really stand out when everyone has a social media page these days?
Well, one of the best things to do is to look for professional networks, particularly in this case. There are a couple that everybody should know about, and one of those is, of course, LinkedIn, which is billed as the world's largest professional social networking site. LinkedIn is by far the place to be for persons looking for jobs in the life sciences, mainly because there are many scientists on LinkedIn. There are a lot of prospective employers there, people who work at companies, vendor companies, or universities, etc. Pretty much LinkedIn has been approved by almost any business, organization, or entity that is looking to hire new candidates. And one of the ways to get noticed on LinkedIn is to have a very complete profile. So there's an opportunity to fill out a profile. It's sort of an online resume. And job seekers should complete the profile, put a picture, one or two pictures or photos of themselves there, and basically then start to build a network by inviting other persons who are on LinkedIn to join their personal networks. And when you do that, you begin to build out your personal network, and then you have access to other persons or other people's networks that they've created, and you could then correspond with other folks on LinkedIn to broaden the online network. So you could start off knowing 5 or 10 people, and if you work at it and create your network, you could have thousands of people within your network that are the types of people you want in your network. So, for example, if you are a molecular biologist and you are looking for a job in molecular biology, I recommend that everyone in your network be a molecular biologist working at various and sundry organizations, companies, institutions, etc., that are looking possibly to hire new candidates. And once you create that network, you can begin to query individuals within the network about job opportunities or throw out questions, engage your network, and ask for solutions to problems that you pose to the network.
You spoke about engaging people in your network, but what is the appropriate way to solicit information from a potential employer?
One of the best ways to do that is to target various and sundry employers or companies or institutions that you're interested in, and then try to follow or create a relationship somehow between those institutions and yourself, either by directly asking for a person who works at a particular company for information about the company, what types of projects are going on in the company, if they're able to disclose those. Are they hiring? What types of persons or people are they hiring these days? Get a better understanding of the opportunities at companies and organizations where there are jobs that are available.
So do you think that the use of social networking sites in this way will increase in popularity in the future?
I personally believe that they will, mainly because it's a quick and immediate way to establish a professional relationship with another professional and establish a business relationship, or even if you get to know somebody on a business relationship more in a personal relationship. And really, as we all know who have been in the job market or on the job market and worked at various places, it's always about networking. And social media is really an extension of in real life networking, and for many people, particularly scientists, it takes the worry out of being close, so to speak, because a lot of scientists are not necessarily adept at networking in real life, going to meetings, gatherings, etc. And it takes a lot of the anxiety of having to make small talk out of the equation, which many scientists don't believe is necessary to look for a job.
Up until now, we spoke about the positives. But aren't there some negative things that people should watch out for when using these social networking sites?
The thing to remember about social networking sites like Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, is that once a comment or a tweet or something that you've written is posted to an internet site or website or anything on the internet, it's there forever. It may not be on page one of a Google search, but if somebody, for example, a prospective employer, is trying to get a better sense of who a job candidate is, probably these days, outside of the life science, I would say probably 75 to 85% of prospective employers do Google the names of candidates that they're interested in moving forward with. It's a little bit slower in the life sciences, but recently I've been speaking to companies like AstraZeneca and Merck, and they are beginning to Google individuals, not necessarily to find anything negative about people, just to get a better sense of the person and whether or not they would be a likely new hire or a good hire for the company or organization. So you have to be very careful about what you say, what you tweet, what you know your wall status is on Facebook. And clearly, one should never criticize your current employer. One should never post inappropriate sexual, racial, religious, or pretty much any remarks that reflect that you are biased or prejudiced in any way. And not to even disclose your age or your relationships, your sexual preference, that kind of stuff. So it's really important that if you're a job seeker, once you create these profiles, you maintain them as professionally as possible and only post information that you think any prospective new employer would like to know or you want them to know is probably more appropriate about you.
Clifford Mintz, thanks for being with us.
Okay, thank you very much, Denisha.
Clifford Mintz spoke with Denisha Adams of Science Careers on the importance of social media for scientific job seekers. You can find his story on the topic at sciencecareers.sciencemag.org.